Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome. Hi, Jess.
Hi, I'm Jess. What's up, Jen?
I'm Jen. Listen, I have I brought some sound effects for you. The happiest sound in the world. Are you ready?
Oh, that sounds real good.
Fresh DC for a new episode of Fat Mascara.
I'm gonna get mine in the intermission.
How are you doing?
We are completely open to being sponsored by Diet Coke, by the way. I'm okay. Jen and I, just before we started recording, were having a very spirited discussion about... This seems like a dated discussion because the news broke about their romance, like what, like 9 years ago? Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. But the Harry Styles beauty line came out not too long ago. So it reignited that whole topic.
Yeah, not even, it was like what, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, Harry Styles' beauty line came out.
Yes.
Pleasing.
Yes.
It's pleasing.
Pleasing. Pleasing.
I was going to talk about it in the news, but there you go.
The name doesn't roll off the tongue. I will tell you that though. Like, did you get the new pleasing stuff? Pleasing.
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 Yeah, it doesn't. We're running out of names though with these celebrity lines. So
pleasing.
Pleasing by Harry Styles.
Pleasing. That was probably not too hard to get the copyright on. Pleasing.
Anyway, so there's some news for you, a little early news before we get into
preview.
The news.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving week here in the United States too. So I'm thankful for all of you Fat Mascara listeners for being here with us. Jess is too. Okay.
You're kissing up.
I like me better now. we're both vying for your love and attention. We have a great show for you planned though. We have the beauty news. And then we're going to talk about LED light, which just gets more confusing the more we learn about it, truly. And we have a listener question to answer on that front before we do raise a wand. And I think that's our pre-Thanksgiving show, right? Am I missing anything?
No, I'm just going to warn everyone. Jen's going to be doing most of the work this show. So I'm just going to be adding color commentary.
I love when that happens. That's why
I think I'm going to get my drink now.
You go get your snack. DC, settle in, everybody enjoy.
I have Cheez-Its too. Can I eat the Cheez-Its?
Yes, well, of course. An excellent, excellent. Cheez-Its and a Diet Coke is a delightful.
The perfect comedy.
I mean, who doesn't want that? Let's do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. So we're just settling in on that is our news music for now. We'll see how it takes us through the end of the year. Welcome to the news, everyone. I'm going to start off with a winner. The Louisiana Board of Cosmetology voted unanimously to pass a resolution requiring all stylists in the state to be trained on styling and cutting textured hair. Go you, Louisiana. I love reporting this, especially because this year, there's been a lot of movement forward on this front. You know, we've talked about states enacting the Crown Act. 13 states now have laws that combat race-based hair discrimination in the workplace and in schools. And then several states we've been hearing are updating their licensing exams to include more textured hair. And we can only move forward from here. And just when there's like negative news about, I love starting off with some really great news out of Louisiana. So there you go. And then Harry Styles. I know we like mentioned this a little bit. It's pleasing.
Pleasing. Okay. So let's talk about pleasing.
Let's get into it. He came out with nail polish sets. I do have to say, remember how you talked about the La Perla fragrance just last week?
Yes.
The nail polishes remind me of the La Perla perfume bottle.
Very. I can see that for sure.
Bauhausy, sculptural, whatever. And then there's two skincare SKUs, a pearly illuminating serum and a pleasing pen.
Pleasing pen.
A pleasing pen, which is an eye gel on one end, a lip serum on the other with cooling rollerball applicators. Listen, I wish they were refillable. They're at least glass. The packaging is glass, can be recycled. I also give him credit, the mica used in the pearly illuminating serum. Not mined mica, because we've talked about this. That's notoriously hard to make sure you're getting fair trade, ethically sourced mica. So they did like a lab version of mica. I'm trying to focus on the positives here because the TikTokers and the kids were not all positive on this.
Yeah, I think, you know, when if a brand comes out that has like a very hyper aware demo, like Harry's fans,
yeah,
you've got to be airtight with a lot of these things.
Well, the big lament was the prices. You know, yeah, it's a small serum and it
except for the price.
Yeah, no, big, and you know. The kids are getting savvy. People are getting savvy. We know what goes into this. The marketing doesn't just work on people anymore because we're very educated consumers these days. And so people were lamenting that. And they were also talking about, I'm sorry, Harry, but as far as the launch cycle on celebrities go, we've now had two pandemic years full of celebrity launches. We are getting to the saturation point. And you are talking to two beauty lovers. And I happen to think, you know, sure, Harry Styles, like him too. I am at the point where like the next celebrity that comes out, I think people are just going to revolt. Like whoever's right now, I'm sorry if you're out there, lovely celebrity who is also our listener and planning a beauty lounge line. Like be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really, you know, certain celebrities, I'd be really interested if it's a celebrity that I have not heard from in a while or like a celebrity who... A completely unexpected celebrity, you know, like...
Yeah, they're probably too smart to do a beauty line because they're...
Indie darling.
Maybe. You know? Yes, maybe. Like a Greta Gerwig.
I would buy something from Greta Gerwig. Or who was the celebrity? Oh, like didn't Anthony Hopkins do a fragrance?
He did indeed, yes.
Yes. Like something like that would knock my socks off.
Like Alan Cummings has a fragrance. Like, but to me, you can tell those people with their one SKU... It wasn't their agent that was like, we got to cash in with your huge fan base. It was like a love of the fragrance. It really seemed that way to me. And I mean, I'm having trouble sometimes picking out what's authentic anymore, but this one just felt like, I don't know. Do we need this?
I mean, Harry is, you know, his whole thing is like playing with gender, you know, gender expression. I think Harry... It didn't completely surprise me, but there are a lot, and I don't want to sit here and name names right now, but I think we all know, we're all thinking of one, I'm sure, in our mind. We each might have our favorites that were like, that didn't need to exist.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to like a show and like you go to like the merch table and like, you know, there's the t-shirts, the sweatshirts, like the posters, but sometimes like there'll be like a quirky item.
Yeah.
I'd like to just see
quirky,
you know, something yeah, that might make sense for the artist. It maybe has to do with like a song or something. I'd like to just see like, artists just like mess around with that.
Yeah.
Be more creative with their beauty merch.
I have to say that they might not, they don't live in our world. So they don't know, you know, that there are serum and eye pens out there and illuminate, you know, these things already exist. So they might be new to it and they sit in the boardroom and someone brings them things like, you know what we should do? And they're like, that looks original. I'm just saying like—
That's totally probably what happens. Yeah,
do your homework, celebrities. And sorry if you're getting sick of the celebrity news. I just feel like it's a huge trend of this year and a cultural touchstone that like we are all experiencing together. So I think it's important to talk about. On another celebrity launch, this one I'm not mad at. Iman has a fragrance dedicated to her late husband, David Bowie.
I just interviewed her for a Bazaar.
Also, Iman knows beauty. The woman did a makeup line before anybody did a makeup line. She was making foundations for women of color. She was like being original. This is someone who I trust to come out with products. Also, woman did HSN. Thank you. What is it? The rollerball's like $25. Nice, reasonable price point. Very readily available. And it's for David. Was she lovely?
Yeah. We can link to the article on bazaar.com so you can read more about my conversation with her. But
oh, I like that cross-promotion. Good job, Jess.
She is so lovely. She talked a lot about how she thought she had fully grieved David Bowie. I mean, I guess maybe never fully grieved. I don't want to put that word in her mouth fully, but she thought she had gone through the grieving process. But during the pandemic, she realized that she hadn't and that she'd really helped her daughter, who was a teenager at the time when David Bowie passed away. And that was on January 2016. She realized that she hadn't and that in the pandemic, she had gone to her upstate house that she shared with David Bowie, upstate New York. And she was finally like alone in this house and this beautiful property. And she had not really spent that time alone there.
Mm-hmm. And the memories were probably all around her.
Yeah, and she'd purposely avoid it. She said she would always like go for the week and then like run back to the city because she didn't want to be there alone. Aww. And during that time, the nature around her really healed her. And she talked about like the mountains and the sunsets that they'd shared together. And she said like it almost felt like the way she described it, like a sea change. Like she was just surrounded by the nature and the beauty. And she's like, and I couldn't escape. And then suddenly she said the memories that were really sad suddenly turned happy. And it was just this beautiful transformation she described. And she used that inspiration. She didn't say, now I'm going to make a fragrance. But she started to paint. She started to like collect rock. She started to do all these other, you know, kind of creative expressions. And then eventually she made a fragrance. But it was interesting. It's her first fragrance. And I thought she might have some under her belt. But she said this is her first proper fragrance. You know, it's just a beautiful way for, she felt for her to honor her time.
And the bottle looks like like sunsets that they used to enjoy together. And there's vetiver in it. And he used to wear a vetiver scent from Tom Ford. It's like, I don't know. To me, fragrance and memories of people, this makes a lot of sense to me. And I just know it's like a bittersweet thing. Like me with my Shalimar with my grandmother. It's just like this sad, but that happy sad, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That talking to her, that's how I felt.
Yeah, that's such a weird feeling to just try and describe, but I think if you felt it, you know what we're talking about. Anyway, I'm on board for that, and congrats on the launch, Iman. We'll link to that story Jess did, too. Okay, we're going to Ridiculous Science Corner. It's not regular Science Corner this week. It's Ridiculous Science Corner. New research from the School of Psychology and Neuroscience at the University of St. Andrews, published in the Perception Journal last week, reveals, and I don't think reveals is the right word here, because they didn't reveal shit. This is something that any person in beauty and fashion knows. They revealed that people have strong preferences for red and blue clothing and that they're in agreement on which colors look best on which skin tones. What? What?
What does that mean?
Did they do a winter, fall, summer, spring? They did the colors, Jess. They did the colors of test participants to get people. They got the study participants in. They looked at pictures of women. And then they got to choose which color shirt made that woman look the best and to alter the color of the shirt until they were happy. Like, this is the color for this person.
Yeah. Do they know about doing your colors?
I mean, the way they wrote this paper, I was like, you guys weren't around in the 80s when we all got our colors done or and 90s and again and again. So they were surprised to find that people leaned towards blues and reds. Okay, whatever. And then they also showed that. So I have a big problem with this. They only used white women in the pictures.
What?
how can you even test color theory on clothing with just white women? But they found that the blue hues matched better with fair skin, whereas the warm and orangey red hues matched more with what they called tan skin. And I was just like, I just don't understand this all, because the hypothesis at the end that they came up with is the research team speculates that color matching comes from the association in people's minds between warm climates and a darker complexion and cool climates and a fair complexion. So someone who's fair maybe really is from a northern climate and therefore they think blue. Like what, you're looking at the Scandinavian people and think they look better in blue and then the... What?
This does not make sense at all. By the way, I just looked up... Carol Jackson Colors, because my mom used to have these books.
Yeah.
The Color Me Beautiful. Yeah. The website is kicking. Carol Jackson Colors. Guys, look it up. Carol with an E at the end.
Yeah. If you're a middle-aged like Jess and I, trust me, you watched your mom do this in the 80s. Or if you're older, you maybe you did it yourself. And if you're younger, you know what we're talking about.
I want to get her on the show.
I think you should send that link to these researchers, because I have so many issues with this work. First of all, why are we even testing this? And second of all, any person who holds up a piece of clothing to their face knows if a color suits them or not. You do not need a research study to be like, you know what? That one really looks better on you. I will tell you right now, I'm olive skinned. I cannot wear yellow or beige to like, just no.
No, you can't.
I look jaundiced. It's horrible. It's horrible. Even pink is a problem sometimes. I need like a jewel tone. Anyway, interesting, ridiculous science corner that I cannot end our news segment on. I have to go to a happy place. Will you come with me?
I'll come with you.
You still looking up the color theory website?
Yeah, I just don't know if I'm an autumn or a summer sometimes. I don't know.
I think redheads I always think are autumns, but okay.
But I think it's more complex sometimes.
It is. It is. You shouldn't go with just your hair color. But we'll work on your colors later. Instead, we're going to the sales. The Black Friday sales. The post-Thanksgiving sales. Ooh-wee. They are going all out the retailers this season for the holidays. Time to get shopping. I'll give you a couple highlights. And then I did my own little holiday shopping on sale items of some of our Fat Mascara favorites for you guys. So first off, Curl Smith. We've been talking about this brand. Over the weekend, check this out. I'll put links to all of this.
Everyone's talking about Curl Smith.
25%.
Everyone's talking about 25% off it.
Every order. No code, no nothing. Good for you.
Oh my God.
Love that. Over at Sephora, all sorts of sales. But for Rayo, if you're in the mood for a new toothbrush.
Yes.
For Rayo, 50% off all of their toothbrushes. Bite Beauty, 35% off site-wide. Pattern.
Pattern's
going
nice
like,
gift.
Pattern's doing doorbusters. Remember doorbusters? They're doing like from 6 a.m. to, I love it. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning on the Pacific time. They're doing 50% off. Like one day it'll be the conditioner. One day it'll be the hair towel. And then 25% off the rest of the site. Okay, let's get into my favorites. It Cosmetics. I'm obsessed, as you know, with the...
Their CC cream?
No, I like the CC cream, but it's the Your Skin But Better foundation.
Okay.
So right now, it's 30% right now. Well, beginning November 21st. Yes. So right now, as you're listening to this, through the 29th, 30% off the entire site. But get this, if you get an order over $75, you get a little makeup bag with bye-bye makeup balm, je ne sais quoi hydrating lip balm. So you get a little gift with purchase.
Nice.
So you can get your foundation. I would also get the skin smoothing complexion brush, which I love applying the foundation with. And if you get the concealer, all of that, you'll get 30% off. You'll still be over the $75 limit and get the gift with purchase. You're welcome. Okay, moving on. My absolute favorite anti-ager that I almost hate telling you guys about because it is so expensive, Skin Medica TNS Serum. I keep going.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, I keep going back to this guy. If I don't use it for a couple weeks, I truly notice a difference. I'm like, why am I aging? I must go back to my miracle serum. It has epidermal growth factors and it is fabulous. And it is 20% off at Derm Store all week until November 30th.
Okay.
They also have like 25% off Obagi, 30% off is Clinical, some other Fat Mascara favorites there. Okay, let's get into gift world. You got pet walkers, you got teachers, you got sitters, you got helpers, you got all these people. Maybe you want to get them a little something. Here's two brands that you can do that with. First up, Eco Tools. Their bath tools and all of their tools are buy one, get one 50% off at Ulta on Black Friday. And then on Cyber Monday, it's buy one, get one free.
I'd wait till Cyber Monday.
Obviously. I'm obsessed with their little bath and shower gloves. They're like scrubbies. I don't know if that's like that's not a little bit intimate of a gift. Also, they're only $3.99. But...
good stocking stuffer.
Cruelty-free, lovely brushes. They have a brush set for $12 in an aluminum case with 5 brushes. Eco-friendly. Who doesn't want a nice new set of makeup brushes for the holidays? on sale. Thank you very much. And, oh wait, one more.
Jen, this is like a really big gift guide.
Thank you. I'm going to put links to all of this on our Shop My Shelf.
This is great.
Because I really thought about it. I was like, what would I want to get? You know what I want to get? Go German people. Kneipp. Lovely.
go German people.
Los geht's. If anybody's wondering how my German is going, not great. You know, ich spreche Deutsch.
You're taking German?
Well, no, I speak German. But it's tough, guys. Lessons are going okay, but you know.
How do you say chocolate in German?
Schokolade. Because I know that because hot chocolate is Schokolade. Something.
Oh God, now I'm craving hot chocolate.
Something like that. Thanks. Yeah, anyway. Remember when I went to Germany over the summer to visit my stepson, guys, and I got like obsessed with Kneipping, which is, you know, doing the bathing after hiking. And then Jess and I talked about Kneipp, the bath brand that we both have long loved.
That was the summer. I feel like it was 3 weeks ago.
I know,
ago.
I can't. Anyway, I can't. On Amazon, all of their products are 30% off for their Black Friday deals. Here's what you're going to get, people. You're going to get them the bath oil set. It has 6 of their little herbal bath oils that look like gems. Like one is emerald green and eucalyptus. There's an arnica care one for soaking. The set is so $20. Good. It will be 30% off, so it will be only $14. And it comes in this lovely box. And it looks like a nice gift. For $14, you're getting like a season's worth of lovely German baths. Do you think that's a good gift? I was really proud of that.
That's a great
find.
Gift. Like for somebody who has a bit of like wanderlust and wants to travel, you can tell them like, you know, this is from Germany. This is the hottest brand in Germany. You can tell them the whole story.
Well, I would say that it's a very old fashioned and classic German brand, but sure.
Okay. Classic German. All our German listeners are like, huh?
Not hot. Okay.
No, but you could tell them.
It's
like,
a little discovery. It has a discovery feel to it. Yeah.
Yes. I like to give somebody a gift where I can tell them like, you know, the story of the brand, like why I got that.
Oh, why don't you give it to them and then link them back to our episode about Kneipping, where I had cowbells and Jess was getting annoyed at the cowbells. Happy holidays
to
you.
It's also a great gift for like teachers or, you know.
Not like too intimate, like a makeup that you don't know her makeup colors or his makeup colors, but like still meaningful.
Yes, it's good for anyone who helps you out in your day-to-day.
Yeah.
I've just realized that like I have to get people gifts that I didn't realize I had.
Once
to
you have a kid, there's a whole other group of people you have to get gifts for that help
like
your child.
Helpers.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember because my mom's a teacher. So I remember every holiday season, I got very invested in like, what was I going to give the teacher and, you know, the daycare lady and then the latchkey lady that had the key that I got the key from to go to the house. You know, there's all those people in your life. So
it was always a mug filled with Hershey Kisses for me.
You know what? That's also a great idea. I'm into that, but if you want to do a little bit of a like a beauty moment, go on Amazon, get your 30% off and your Kneipp. You can buy, like, fill up your cart. There you go. Last.
Oh, yeah, there's more.
It's for you guys. This one's for you because I think this might be a weird gift, but gift yourself with this one. L'Oreal Paris Wonder Water. The gift that keeps on giving. I can't even tell you how many people I've converted to this product. How many people still tell me like, oh, I found that on your show and I love it. No matter your hair type or texture, it is the conditioner that is not a conditioner, it's just Wonder. You don't know how it works, but it just does. 20% off L'Oreal Paris USA. Do you feel like I'm on QVC right now? And I'm like,
laughing.
Are we up to 500? Like, have we sold out? Jess, have we sold out?
Today's special value. Today's special value.
20% off is pretty good. I mean, it's only $8 to begin with, so it's already a deal.
And we're out. Sorry, we are totally sold out.
We are out of the Wonder Water. If you missed it, maybe next year.
If you're on the line, stay on the line. Stay on the line.
I'm just picturing our listeners listening in their car and they're like, ladies, what? I don't have my notebook out. I don't know what I'm doing. I will put a link to everything I just said in our show notes and then on our website so you can link through to the sales if you're so inclined. And I'll also on our Shop My Shelf pick out a couple of the gifts for you that I think you should give people if you just don't feel like thinking about it. It's a lot of work, gift giving. I get it.
Jen, I'm going to send you my list.
You want me to shop for Lake's team of caregivers?
And for my parents and my brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Terry, what would Terry want?
Shop for everyone.
You know,
you're good.
Terry might like some arnica massage oil. He's like an active dude, you know, carrying that camera and stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, I'll think on it.
Maybe.
All right, well, that was the news. Happy gifting. Happy celebrity launch day. All those things.
right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse, I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Hey everyone, it's Jen. Listen, I think one of the beauty issues Fat Mascara listeners ask me about the most is how to help their hair grow thicker and longer. I'm not gonna lie, it takes a bit of patience, consistent routine with products that work. For me, that includes Vegamore and especially their Vegamore Grow Hair Serum. My favorite thing about it is that you can use it daily, even if you don't wash your hair every day, because it works on damp or dry hair. You just massage a little bit into your scalp, doesn't affect the texture or your styling, and being able to use it every day means you will use it. Even I was able to make a habit of it, and that consistency is the key to results. Honestly, I wish I had taken a before and after picture from using the Vegamore Grow Hair Serum, but you can see some of their great before and after pictures on their website, vegamore.com. I just know my hair is thicker and growing faster since I've been using it. It's been 7 months now, and I'm sticking with it. One bottle lasts a month, so get a subscription to Vegamore to save money and so that you won't run out. Vegamore also has great shampoos and conditioners you could add into your subscription as well. If you've heard Jess and I talk about Vegamore and you've been thinking about trying it, now is the time. Get a fresh start for spring and support our show with a 20% off discount. That's right. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription by going to vegamore.com/fatmascara and using the code fatmascara at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com, vegamore.com/fatmascara. Code fatmascara to save 20% on your first order. Again, VEGAMOUR, vegamore.com/fatmascara, and use the code fatmascara. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware-free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
Whew, Jen, are you tired? You did a lot of talking.
Well, people just heard the ads. So it didn't come right off the news. So I got a breather while we were doing our ads. Yeah. We do appreciate you listening to our ads. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I just realized
that's how the show functions.
I just realized this topic is kind of festive because it involves lights. And this is about when all the lights go up here, you know, when people do their houses and I drive by and say, well, that's fabulous looking. Good for you.
Good for you.
Get some LED lights on your house and also your face. Okay, so I wanted to talk. You guys have been emailing us about this. A couple of people asked us about this, and I've been seeing it everywhere. The SolarWave wand.
Yeah, and I've been getting served a lot of ads about it.
Okay.
Oh, that looks like it feels so good.
Yep. Some more sound effects for you. That's the SolarWave wand.
So
it's
nice.
$149. It is basically a microcurrent, a red LED light, and a warming sensation all in something that looks like a toothbrush that you rub over your face.
Mm. Now, does it work, Jen?
So does it work? This is what I wanted
to do.
I wanted to test
question.
That. I've been using this thing for 3 weeks now. I am not noticing a difference, but I wanted to talk to an expert about LED light because it's very confusing for some people. And I will say I like it, and I'll tell you why in a second. But first, let's get into the LED light component of it, because I think that is the one that is like then still something that confuses people. Why do you want LED light at all? You're like, huh, light? I thought light was bad for my skin.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And that's the confusion. Well, dermatologist Blair Murphy-Rose, Dr. Murphy-Rose, she's a board-certified cosmetic and medical dermatologist at the Laser and Skin Surgery Center of New York. I talked to her about light and how it can help. And so just as a refresher, blue LED light is used by dermatologists to treat actinic keratosis, which are those like precancerous kind of skin growths, as well as acne. We hear about it a lot for acne. And it works by decreasing the oil glands and how they work. The blue LED works on that. Red LED light, which is in this SolarWave. By the way, there's a new SolarWave with blue LED light. But let's just keep on the red light. It's been used to reduce inflammation in the skin, to stimulate fibroblasts and produce collagen, and to promote hair growth. So I think it's included in this particular device because, of course, stimulating fibroblasts and producing collagen, because they're telling you you're going to get like a refreshed look from it. 93% of the people who've used this reported that their skin looked more vibrant and lifted after using it for 14 days. Jess and I went on the website. How about those before and afters, right?
I was very compelled.
I was too. And then we like really dug into them and we were looking. We realized they are not clinical before and afters. These were not like taken at a doctor's office with the lighting the same. It was user before and afters. So I just want everybody to look at those before and afters with a grain of salt, because like the lighting might have changed, you know, from day to day. Maybe you're hydrated in one and not in the other. Lots of variables going on, but they do look good. 93% of people really like the results. I've been using it 2 weeks. Well, actually, I've been using it 3 weeks. Honestly, I don't really notice a difference. And Dr. Murphy-Rose said, I said, can you even get a difference from LED treatment at home compared to the doctor's office? She said, absolutely. It's feasible you can get the skin benefits, but it's more likely you wouldn't be seeing results for at least 4 weeks. And because they're lower intensities of light, you would be using it more frequently than you would in the doctor's office. And that's what they recommend. You know, they want you to do it 5 minutes a day. So already you're getting it more frequently than you would at the doctor's office. But she's still like, 2 weeks is pushing it. Like maybe you were using a serum as well, and maybe that's why. But this all brings up a question that our very smart listener, Mark Daniel Snyder, asked. Hey, Mark, what's up? How you doing? You posted a comment on one of our pictures and asked a question that I've always asked. So I posed it to the good doctor. You said, if blue light from screens is supposedly bad for skin, why is blue LED light good for skin?
Ooh,
Mark, thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Is it a different kind of light?
No, they're both the blue LED light. So Dr. Murphy Rose says, yes, there's been a growing concern of the safety of exposure to visible light, particularly like the blue screen light. 400 to 500 nanometers is the wavelength of that because it can create harmful reactive oxygen species. They're usually ROS is how people talk about that. And that can have photoaging effects. Interestingly, she realizes this and contradictorily, blue light is also employed in the medical field for the dermatological benefits we just talked about, the precancer skin lesions, the acne, blah, blah, blah. She said the dosage of the blue light is thought to be the difference between the damage versus the healing. For example, there's a study that did a comparison between a very small bandwidth of blue light centered at 415 nanometers versus a combination therapy, which was 415 nanometers and 470 nanometers, like a two pulse kind of wavelength thing. They found that the combo ended up being beneficial, whereas the single wavelength was damaging. This is very complicated stuff, people. Like, I am wary because I don't think that the over-the-counter LED lights are that calibrated that you can even know what the nanometers are. You know what I mean? Dr. Murphy Rose says, much more research is needed to help clarify our understanding of blue light exposures, its benefits, and adverse effects. So this is one of those things that like gets extrapolated out. You hear blue LED is good or bad, then you see a blue LED thing and you just buy it thinking, oh, it's got to be the same as the one in the doctor's office. Not necessarily. Do I think you're doing like crazy harm to your skin if you choose to do at-home blue LED light? No. But do we know exactly how it's working? Not exactly yet.
And when a device says, I don't know if that device says FDA approved, but when a device says FDA approved, like, you know, the at-home devices say FDA approved, that they're not saying that this one is proven to give you, like amazing benefits. Like it's just a safety.
No, the device, yes, exactly. That was just like, this is not going to harm you. This is safe enough for, you know, that they have to get that approval just to sell the thing. But that does not tell you that the FDA is approving the claims that they're making on how beneficial
correct.
It is.
Right.
You know what else it made me think of as Mark brought up that important question? Mm-hmm. When Dr. Murphy Rose said that the red light is also used to promote hair growth. Remember we had a listener raise a wand to the Hair Max red LED.
Yeah, the hair, like the band.
She said it really, really helped with her hair growth. I was like, that's red LED light. This SolarWave is red LED light. Am I rubbing this thing over my face and causing hair growth on my face?
Oh God.
Like how do we, you know? So here's my end take on it. This thing is a joy to use. Honestly, sometimes I'm just like reading at my computer and just like rubbing it over my face because it feels warm and nice. And right after you use it, you're like, I've used it on half of my face. You do look a little bit more lifted. I don't know if that's because circulation is coming or I'm moving fluid along with the microcurrent or I'm just sort of like plumping up my skin, but like it does feel nice. I do think it makes your serums absorb better. You know, warmth does that. But the light is the thing that I'm like, I would not say that that is the key or that that's something that you need to look better, you know, yet with these over-the-counter things. So, you know what it reminded me of? Kind of, remember Gillian Dempsey's gold wand?
Oh, the gold bar. Yeah.
Which also had like a current and that did not-
It was a temporary lifting effect.
Yeah. It didn't have a warming sensation, but it did warm up because, you know, as it touched your skin warmed it up. Yeah. And I remember thinking, oh, this does feel very warming. Yeah, temporary, for sure temporary effect. So like if you're going out to a holiday party and you want to put your serum on with a SolarWave, like you're going to look good.
But you're just not convinced of the long-term benefits.
I'm not convinced of the long-term benefits. And I also think, as the doctor said, like this is all new research. Like companies jump on one study they see about LED light. They're like, oh, I can make an LED device at home. You know, if you really want those benefits, talk to your dermatologist, go into the office, use their calibrated machines. If you have acne, you want to get the blue light therapy that's going to work for that. And for anti-aging, like they might say to you, you know, red LED light could be helpful, but like, let's do this other laser that has collagen boosting. They got to look at your skin. So is it harmful? Not at all. Does it feel good? Absolutely. But I wouldn't say this is going to like turn back the time as much as going to the doctor's office, you know?
Certainly not.
But it does feel
thanks, Jen.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks to Dr. Murphy Rose. I'll put a link to her practice too so you can find out more about her. And I'll also put a link to the SolarWave so you can check out the before and afters that Jess and I were talking about.
Okay, it is time to raise a wand. And I am so excited to introduce Stephanie.
Hi, Jen and Jess. My name is Stephanie, and I'm a senior at Babson College. I'm totally beauty obsessed, longtime listener, and your biggest Gen Z fan. And the episode on bathing a few weeks ago really resonated with me because as a cross-country athlete, I have to shower and wash my hair once or even sometimes twice a day, depending on our training. Then I also have keratosis pilaris and really dry and sensitive skin. So that constant back and forth between sweating and showering, it's definitely taken a really big toll on my skin. So I'm always on the hunt for a body lotion that's really moisturizing but not too heavy, doesn't clash with my perfume, and then one that comes in a big enough bottle so I don't constantly need to repurchase. And I think I finally found the perfect one, and it's from Flamingo. That's the new shaving brand that Ashley Graham talked about on the pod a little bit ago. They have this really rich body lotion. It has squalane, exfoliants like papaya and the white willow bark. And it also has a very subtle but very nice scent that works really well with my perfume, and it keeps my skin not just hydrated but glowing. It goes on easy, it absorbs really quickly, which I very much enjoy, and it's the perfect fix for my constant showering. I also found it in value size at Target. And so for anyone else who can't get away with not bathing every day, sometimes twice a day, I really hope that this Razor One helps you out, and thank you so much.
Stephanie, I second you. I love those Flamingo body products. The lotion, the cream, the spray. If you guys want to share your own Razor Wand, I need a couple new ones. I feel like I was working my way through the voicemails. I need a new batch. So your Thanksgiving gift to me, your holiday gift to me, pick up the phone and call us. I won't pick up, so don't be nervous. 646-481-8182. Or do a little voice memo and email it to us at info@fatmascara.com. Our present to you is that your voice can be on our podcast, which is freaking cool. Imagine you're driving along in your car and then there you are, like on the radio. Hello. It's not the radio, but you know what I mean. That'd be fun, right? So send us your Razor Wands.
We want to hear from you.
We do.
We want to know what you love. Everyone, we need to share. We need to know what, you know, we need some beauty inspo, especially for the new year.
Sharing
I'm running
is caring.
Low.
Yeah. And I'm sick of talking. You talk. Go.
Okay. So I have been wanting to share this mascara for a while because I got this mascara sample like in the beginning of the summer. Yeah, like the very beginning of the summer. And then I've been using it and then I forgot to share it once it hit the counters. It is the Grande Cosmetics. It's literally a fat mascara. It's so fat. It's huge.
Oh, our titular mascara.
Yeah.
The word always makes me laugh. Sorry.
Titular. You know what also makes me laugh?
What?
Isn't there something called like a titmouse?
Oh, yes. A titmouse is a fabulous bird here in North America. It makes the sound peter, peter. Next, when you finally come birding with me, you and Lake, I will point out a titmouse to you.
The titmouse.
There's also a bush tit.
What?
It's another bird. It's not a birding podcast. You did not stumble on the wrong podcast. Okay. Go on. Bush back tit. To the Grande.
Titmouse. Okay.
Back to the Grande mascara.
Okay. Grande Fanatic Fanning and Curling Mascara. The long name is, they say, infused with Wide Lash TM. Wide Lash must be some proprietary ingredient that makes your lashes go wide. Well, it does. This mascara makes your lashes like
fat.
And yeah, it's super, yeah, like a bird's feathers, Jen, okay? Like a peacock's
feathers. I see what you did there. Yeah.
No, it's really dark and it's not going to give you like a natural effect lash. Like if that's what you like, this is not for you. It just really like, sometimes I don't use a lash curler. Like I would say it's about 50-50. It depends if I can find it. If I'm like too tired, whatever. If I don't use a lash curler, it makes them, gives them a little bent. Mm. If I use a lash curler, it goes on really nice.
Yeah.
Lancôme used to do a mascara. They have something called Hypnose Doll Eyes right now, but they used to do something different. Or maybe it's Maybelline. Guys, my mascara aficionados, you know what I'm talking about. There was under the L'Oreal USA parent company, there was a mascara that was just about like doll lashes. Mm-hmm. And it no longer exists. This reminds me a little bit of that.
Oh, because it has that wide-eyed curly effect.
It's more wide-eyed curly mascara. And it's quite thick. It is quite thick. I find a lot of the curly mascaras are very thick. Maybe because they need to have those like polymers
that shrink up and make the curl happen. Yeah.
Yeah. But I love it. I absolutely love it. And for somebody who is really only using a couple products like in the morning, like just to get going, and I need like max. Again, we talked about this like a few months ago. I'm looking for products that are maximum impact. And I just need a few products, maximum impact. This is a maximum impact product.
And the name of the mascara again?
Grande Fanatic.
Oh.
It's in this huge pink tube with like a psychedelic kind of Austin Powers-y cap.
Yeah. And Grande like got its start with their lash growth serum and their, yeah. So they know lashes. So yeah. Cool. That's a good
one. It's $25, people. But I've been using it for a few months and like it still is pretty good. I know I need to throw it out soon.
Well, yeah, that's all right. But that's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a brow gel because my brows are getting grayer and grayer. I used to dye them, but the dye is just not sticking to these guys because they're coarse, you know?
I hate that. I hate that so much.
The gray brow hairs?
I'm like choking because I'm so angry.
At my gray brow hairs? Me too. So I just kind of stopped dyeing them. I would do it whenever I did my hair and I just was like, all right, so we have gray brows, but they don't look great. So I'm like, let me put my brow gel. And I had been using Anastasia, but it doesn't cover the gray. Like it's a good brow gel, but I think a lot of people don't want a dark brow gel, clearly, because they don't want to look like Groucho Marx or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So I've rediscovered Charlotte Tilbury Legendary Brows.
Ooh.
Because it's like the Anastasia in that the formula itself, like, is the right color, but it sticks. And here's why I think it's really good for gray brow hairs. The brush is teeny, teeny, tiny, and the wiper is really tight. So you know, okay, a lot of brow gels, you pull out the brush and you're like, who's going to use this much brow gel? There's always too much brow gel. Glossier, Boy Brow. Like, I don't know who's using that much brow gel. I feel like I always have to wipe them off. This one
that was your gripe with Boy Brow, I remember.
Because it was a great product, but it's like the wiper didn't match the brush for me. This one is the tiniest, firmest brush so that you can paint just like the grayer ones if you wanted to, or comb it through your whole brow. So like you have to be a little bit more precise because it's such a small brush. But like if you're someone like me with gray brow hairs, it really works. It sticks to the hair and covers it. So you don't see them as much. And my brows just look like full and nice dark brown. I've been using, I think it's the dark brown shade I've been using and I really like it. So I am raising wand.
I like it when you discover like an OG product from a line that you're like, yeah, I'm sleeping on this.
I think she launched it. It's not one of her very first Charlotte Tilbury launches, but it's definitely not like a brand new product. So, but yeah, it's new to me and I raise a wand to it and there you go.
Okay. So listen, you've got your brow gel. I've got my mascara. Everyone knows what they're buying everyone for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So best of luck for Black Friday, as we call it in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Get your beauty sleep and we'll see you on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.